وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا.
Verily, we granted Moses, peace be upon him, the book, and appointed his brother Aaron, peace be upon him, with him as his helper. Verily, we granted Moses, peace be upon him, the book.
Here, the book most probably does not refer to the Torah, which was given to Moses, peace be upon him, after the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. It refers instead to the whole body of guidance, which was given to Moses after his designation as a prophet until the exodus. These include the statements made by Moses, peace be upon him, in Pharaoh's court, and the various instructions given to him by God during his struggle with Pharaoh. These are mentioned several times in the Quran, but presumably these are not included in the Torah, which begins with the Ten Commandments that were given to Moses on stone tablets on Mount Sinai. For the Ten Commandments, see the Bible, Exodus 20, 1-17, Deuteronomy 5, 6-21.
فَقُلْنَا اذْهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا.
And said to him, "Go the two of you to the people who have given the lie to our signs." Thereafter, we utterly destroyed them. And said to him, "Go the two of you to the people who have given the lie to our signs."
This is an allusion to the verses which had reached those people through the prophets Jacob and Joseph, peace be upon them, and which continued to be preached by pious Israelites.
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلَ أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
The same happened with the people of Noah, peace be upon him. When they gave the lie to the messengers, we drowned them and made of them a sign of warning for all mankind. We have kept ready a painful chastisement for the wrongdoers. The same happened with the people of Noah, peace be upon him. When they gave the lie to the messengers.
Note that Noah's people, peace be upon him, rejected the very idea that a human being could be raised as a messenger. Hence, when they denied his prophethood, it was not simply a denial of Noah, peace be upon him, but a rejection of the institution of prophethood itself.
We drowned them and made of them a sign of warning for all mankind. We have kept ready a painful chastisement for the wrongdoers.
This refers to the chastisement to which they will be subjected in the hereafter.
وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ كَثِيرًا.
And in like manner were the Ad and the Thamud destroyed, and the people of Al-Ras, and many a nation in the centuries in between. And in like manner were the Ad and the Thamud destroyed, and the people of Al-Ras.
It has not been fully established who the people of Ras were. Different Quranic commentators refer to different traditions about them, but they do not provide any definitive information as to who they were. The most that one can say is that they were a people who had slain their prophet by casting him into or hanging him over a well. It is also worth noting that in Arabic the word Ras literally means an old or dry well.
وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا.
We warned each of them by examples of the nations so destroyed in the past, and we totally annihilated each of them.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا.
They have surely passed by the town which was rained upon by an evil rain. Have they not seen it? Nay, but they do not believe in being raised up after death. They have surely passed by the town which was rained upon by an evil rain.
This refers to the habitation of the prophet Lot, peace be upon him. As for the evil rain, this is the rain of stones which is mentioned on many occasions in the Quran. See, for instance, Hud 1182, Al-Hijr 1574, Al-Shuara 26173. The trade caravans from the Hijaz used to pass by the site en route to Palestine and Syria. They would not only observe these ruins during their journeys, but also hear from the local inhabitants narratives about the tragic events leading to the annihilation of the people of Lot.
Have they not seen it? Nay, but they do not believe in being raised up after death.
Since they did not believe in the hereafter, they did not learn any lessons from observing those archaeological sites which exemplified the punishment meted out to some of the iniquitous nations of the past. Those who believe in the hereafter learn a moral lesson from their observations, and from these are led to insights about realities that lie beyond the present life. Those who do not believe in the hereafter observe the ruins of the nations of ancient times simply as spectators and are either entertained by what they see or, at most, are able to weave historical narratives on the basis of their observations.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا.
Whenever they see you, they take you for nothing else but an object of jest, saying, "Is this whom Allah has sent as a messenger?"
إِن كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
Had we not firmly preserved in our devotion to them, he had almost led us astray from our gods. But soon, when they see the chastisement, they will come to know who had strayed too far from the right way. Had we not firmly preserved in our devotion to them, he had almost led us astray from our gods.
These two statements made by the unbelievers contradict themselves. The first gives vent to a contemptuous attitude towards the Prophet, peace be upon him, and suggests that he claimed for himself a position and status higher than what he warranted. The second, however, betrays that whilst they themselves were being swayed by the force of the arguments and the moral strength of the Prophet's personality, their prejudice and adamance nonetheless prompted them to hold on to their idol worship. These contradictory statements are an obvious proof that the Islamic movement had pulled the rug from under the unbelievers' feet. As a result, they were so bewildered that even when they sought to mock, their tongues involuntarily said things which betrayed how overawed they were by the power and moral superiority of Islam's message.
أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا.
Have you ever considered the case of him who has taken his carnal desire for his God? Can you take responsibility for guiding him to the right way? Have you ever considered the case of him who has taken his carnal desire for his God?
To deify one's carnal desires means to worship those desires, just as one worships an idol or takes some creature as one's deity. Abu Umama reports that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Of all the false gods that are worshipped on earth, the worst in God's sight is one's carnal self." The person who keeps his desire under the control of reason and who decides in its light what is right and what is wrong can be expected to revert to the right way even if he were to slide into polytheism or disbelief. Such a person can also be expected to firmly keep to the straight path after consciously opting for it. But the person who is a slave of his carnal desires is like an unfettered animal who moves in whichever direction his desires prompt him. Essentially, he is not interested in distinguishing between truth and falsehood, between right and wrong. So who can persuade him to commit himself to the truth? Even if he were to accept the truth, there is no guarantee he would maintain himself by it.
أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
Do you think that most of them hear or understand? For they are merely like cattle. Nay, even worse than them. Do you think that most of them hear or understand? For they are merely like cattle. Nay, even worse than them.
Cattle do not know whether they are being driven towards a pasture or a slaughterhouse. The same is true of most people. They continue moving ahead under the influence of the Satan within them. the Satan of desire, and under the influence of their leaders, who are wont to misguide them, so that they do not know whether they are being driven towards their success or destruction. Woe to such people, for unlike the cattle, they have been endowed with reason and the ability to think and judge for themselves. Hence, their state is worse than that of cattle. Let it be clear that this verse is not meant for the Prophet, peace be upon him. For if it were, it would mean that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was being asked to desist in his efforts to convey his message to the unbelievers. Rather, the verse is meant for the unbelievers. It asks the unbelievers to waken from their state of negligence and heedlessness and to change their ways, which are like those of dumb, driven cattle. This they should do, for they have been endowed with the ability to think and to reason.